Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rob Levin, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and CEO of RSL Media. Put a .com on the end of that, right, Rob? RSLmedia.com?
That's it.
And you can find more about what he does there to help his clients, and it's been fun watching him grow his business. We're talking about being a CEO, how to become a better CEO of your business, and what it takes to be the CEO of your business. Rob, if you never get to a point where you can sort of stick your head up above the trenches and take a breather and look around and think and read and contemplate and connect dots and identify implications and impacts of those implications. If you never get to that point, you wind up working in your business and never get to the point where you work on your business. And that is, it might not be fatal. You might be able to survive, but you'll always be behind the eight ball. You'll always have a cash flow problem, and you'll always be one bad decision away from failure. What do you think?
Absolutely. And it's that last point you made, one decision away from failure. You're in business not only for lifestyle, of course, but to make money. And you have to do things to have reserves so that when there is a problem, which there will be, you're able to bounce back. And the only way you're able to do that is to have good margins. The only way you can have good margins is to be very strategic about how you run your businesses. Before the break, I started to talk about, what are some of the things that I do. And I want to just continue that list because I think there's a few other things that I do that other people might find helpful. One is I've been getting better and better about empowering my staff and delegating out. Is everything going to get done exactly the way I want? No, but I also recently joined something called Strategic Coach. You guys can look it up if you haven't heard of it. The founder, Dan Sullivan, just had a documentary made on him. It was pretty cool. And they talk about something, a tool called an impact filter. And without going into the details, it's about when you're delegating to your staff, tell them very clearly about the results that you want as opposed to how you want them to do it. Anyway, speaking of CEO groups,
let me stick something in there about the delegating, Rob.
Yeah.
The happiest event in my small business career was when I learned how to delegate. And once I did it, I fell in love with it. And not only did my business get better, but I became a lot happier.
And it's night and day. It's literally life changing.
But you have to have in order to do that, Rob, you've got to have a process that like you talked about, you've got to have a process that makes sure that when you hire someone, they are people who you can delegate to. If you don't have that kind of a hiring process, then you're going to hire people who, if they're worthy of being delegated to, it's just dumb luck. And dumb luck is not something you build a strategy on.
Yeah, that and you have to let go a little bit.
Yep.
If you're going to sit on top of them, you're not getting the benefit of delegating. Plus, you're going to probably frustrate them.
Yep.
You're going to train them into doing it your way as opposed to getting it done with the same result.
And I tell my people whom I've delegated something to, if I've given them an assignment, I tell them, okay, you're going to need some stuff from me in order to be successful in your assignment. And to the degree that you need that from me, at that point, I work for you.
Yeah, that's the right way to look at it. I also think it's important. I mentioned Strategic Coach. There have been other CEO groups that I've been a member of over the years.
Right.
Vistage, Right. I'm now also in an offshoot of entrepreneur organization. These guys kind of went off on their own. And I'm also a part of Small Giants, which you can check all these out online. And I highly recommend to people to be a part of some sort of CEO group. It could
be a round table group.
That's right. A place where you can talk freely with other business owners that are facing similar challenges and share similar experiences. It's not only cathartic, which it is, but you get some really good insight. And if you're with the right group, they'll call you out when you're off a little bit.
Rob, I gotta wrap it up. I want to get your website in there one more time. RSLmedia.com. Hey, Rob, will you come back?
Of course, Jim.
Good job today.
Quick break.
Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.